Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of Sean's Movie Reviews. If you're new here, my name is Sean. I do daily or try to do daily movie reviews here on the channel. If you're watching this is on YouTube, and if you're listening to the audio only format, which is on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, streaming across all the platforms as well. So however you want to listen to it or review it or watch it, whatever the case is, it is available everywhere as well. So that's kind of all the housekeeping fun stuff to get out of the way. If you like what you hear and you like what you see or both, then definitely subscribe across all the platforms. And again, I try to do daily movie reviews for at least one movie. I try to dive in a little bit deeper than more of the more quick short form content stuff out there is out there, just because I think it's more fun to do to dive into more areas of a film rather than just doing a quick 5 minutes kind of review, which is just fine, but just I like to go a little bit more in depth for those. Now, to get into everything here today, so this review is going to be for the very, very recently, like as of like 4 days ago, 3 days ago, released for the final, quote unquote, final Conjuring film called The Last Rites. Now, this film, essentially, I saw it on Thursday in a theater of last week, and I kind of wanted to take a few days to kind of process everything as far as like how I felt about it, because usually I feel like when you walk out of the theater, you have like your really, really kind of immediate quick takes of how you thought about the film. And I've realized over the years of my life of seeing the movies in theaters and walking out that the immediate visceral reaction or how I feel about a movie right away from walking out of the theater to how I feel a few days later is a very, very different thing, because I have time to process it. And I don't, it's not that I see other people's reviews about it or see the overall consensus online necessarily. It's not that. It's just more of like it's nice to have a few days sometimes to really kind of feel how I see how I feel about everything overall, and kind of like let some things maybe settle a little bit more, if that makes sense, and kind of just get my overall consensus of how it is. So again, Conjuring Last Rites. So this is again starring the usual, very Vera Farmiga, pronunciation not my thing, and also Patrick Wilson as Ed and Lorraine Warren. Now, they also did include in this cast the daughter. Now, they've had a daughter for in the movies, I should say, and as well as real life. They had a daughter throughout the entire series of Conjuring films for the most part. Like, she's in all of them, to a certain aspect. But the interesting thing about this film, before I dive super far into the actual review itself, is that this film, which is kind of what surprised me about the entire real movie overall for runtime and storyline, it really, really primarily featured the daughter in its overall for her stuff. I'll put it that way for now. And then the daughter, which is played by, looks like Mia Tomlinson as Judy Warren. So she is the actual playing the daughter of Lorraine Warren and Ed Warren as well for this film as well. So that's kind of like the story, the actual like character basis as far as like the primary ones in there. So I have seen all the previous Conjuring films. My favorite one is still, even after this one, I still love the first one the most, just because back in, I think it was 2013 when it came out, 2010, whatever year it was. Like, it was been over 10 years though, I think, since the original one came out. There wasn't really, I would say, horror was in a very, very different spot, different place back then when the first film came out. And there wasn't really a style of horror like this, where it was like, where it was never really like based on, like paranormal investigating and like anyone like this family of people that went into, all these cases and did cases for normal families and tried to help out and all that kind of stuff. Most horror back then, before the first film came out, back to like, again, I think it was 2010, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but over 10 years ago, like, horror was in a very different spot than it was at that time. And I think that that's kind of what the first Conjuring film kind of caught in a bottle on its own, was it kind of like was out, or it was released definitely at a different time in, within the horror industry as far as that goes too. And for me, because I love all the films, the whole series, I like them all individually for sure for different reasons. However, for me personally, I feel like where all the remaining ones after the first film kind of fall short on their own ways is because James Wan, who is the director of the first film, the writer, director, all that kind of stuff, he ended up kind of distancing himself after the first film came out. and became primarily a producer for the entire series. And he also ended up expanding the universe to being, including Annabelle and again The Nun and all those other films or other, and to basically make it a universe. And I feel like now that I've seen the last one, quote unquote, the last one, because it did really well at the box office. So whenever that happens, usually they expand it out and do another sequel, typically speaking from a studio standpoint. But as of right now, when the opening weekend pretty much being over now, I feel like my one immediate frustration that has still stuck with me is the fact that I wish that James Wan came back to the final film here and directed it again, because he's directed so many really phenomenal horror movies that have defined, at least to me, defined what the horror industry has been. And this goes back to even Saw, 'cause I believe he directed Saw back in the day too, and that film itself also had the same effect on the industry, so to speak, of horror, where it was like really, really just kind of like it kind of made its own point, it kind of made its own plot in the land, if you like, so to speak. It made its own kind of like mark on the horror industry and kind of redefined it for the time it was released in. And he did it again for The Conjuring, for the first film. And I don't know what creative reasoning he's got for stepping away so much, because he seems to like, as a director, wanting to like always never direct the same thing twice, or never do a sequel, or although, you know what I mean? Like he always seems to like want to do these like not one-off, but like he always seems to want to get into like put all of his effort into one film, direct it, be a huge part of the story, and then kind of balance. And then if the story ends up almost like wanting to be evolved, which it did for sure for the whole Conjuring series, and it became a series and it became a universe, then he ends up wanting to only kind of stick around as a producer, and then he ends up going to off to other things. Like I think in the meantime, because after the first film came out in the series, he kind of bounced off of it and went away, and then he started to do like he did like the Fast and Furious for a film, and a lot of other movies too as far as directing goes. And he's always stuck around with this whole series of The Conjuring and all the surrounding universe films as a producer. But to me, that's kind of irrelevant, because I feel like as a producer, I feel like I've seen so many great possible sequels be just kind of released to a mediocre review because the original directors didn't come back to kind of make sure that the quality of the first film was still around. And the best example I can think about this right now on the top of my head is the fact that, and this is not for horror, but just in general for movies, but like if you go back to the first John Wick film, which is with Keanu Reeves and Chad Stahelski as the director and the writer of the story, they worked so well together, and they made the story so well together that Chad Stahelski stayed on as director for the entire remaining 2 and 3 and 4 for John Wick films, because he felt, and he said this in almost every interview for every movie throughout the series of John Wick, even though it's action, it still applies the same way to me. But he kind of stuck around on purpose because he did not want the whole John Wick series to become diluted and to lose its purpose and to lose its finesse of not only as an action film, but the storyline to be weak and all those things that really happen when the sequels occur from the first original movie, like doing so well, not only as a story, but as the box office and that kind of thing. And I appreciate that so much from him, because of the fact that a lot of times sequels will again typically switch directors for whatever reason, and then the original director will stay on as a producer and all that, whatever, I guess creatively speaking, and then usually the sequel is not nearly as good because of the fact that it's a different direction flat out. It just is. And so that's just kind of the best currently I think I can current example I can think of on the top of my head for what series that's been in the last like 10, 15 years that did not suck at all throughout the rest of the series. Because if you watch all the John Wick films from the first to the fourth one, they all stay pretty much on point for being absolutely great, just phenomenal action films that stay true to the original first one. The storyline does not get any worse, it doesn't get diluted, it doesn't get any it doesn't lose any of its purity. And I mean, part of that too is because of Keanu Reeves being insanely great at doing his craft, so to speak, as well. So for me, when I found out that this guy who is a director by the name of I think it's Michael Chavez, yep. So he has been brought in multiple times for other Conjuring Universe films. So he directed other movies too. He directed the previous one, the one that for the Devil Made Me Do It. He directed that one too. So he's got experience for sure in the Conjuring Universe overall, but for me, he never really hit the mark ever because even like on the previous one, yeah, he came in on the universe on for The Conjuring, for The Devil Made Me Do It, for that one. That one itself was really kind of was reacted to for the most part with to mediocre reviews, and a lot of people, or a lot, I should say, a lot of the fan base of The Conjuring, even in critics and the audience fan base overall, really weren't satisfied with that film. So as a movie goer and a lover of horror myself, I kind of am wondering why he and how he was chosen again to make this one of the last Conjuring film, because I feel like that, I wouldn't say it was a mistake, but when you know as a producer on James Wan's side that your previous sequel of The Devil Made Me Do It for that part of the universe of the series. For The Conjuring, when you know that that one wasn't really met with the greatest reactions and reviews and even box office numbers, which I don't have them pulled up in front of me or anything like that, but just overall it wasn't received very well. I enjoyed it as a film, I did, because I love the whole series, regardless, because it's a great series. But from a standpoint of like overview of how the actual series was received, it wasn't really received as a great film for the previous one. So again, I'm very curious on what James Wan, because that's what a producer does. Typically, a producer will hire on the director and be attached to the storyline and make sure the story and the financing and the budget of the film doesn't go crazy and to make sure everyone's happy on set. That's what a producer overall does from what I know of it. So again, I'm very, very curious on why James Wan, if he had any role or any hand in choosing Michael Chavez as director again for this final Conjuring film, because I feel like that again, I just wish that overall that James Wan would have stuck around with this final one and came back to direct it, because I wonder if it would have changed the overall arc of everything or anything to do with the film. So that's my view right now, a few days later after seeing the film overall from that standpoint, is why he didn't want to come back and finish off what he started, so to speak, you know what I mean? So that's kind of my overall view on that. So overall, again, I saw the movie on Thursday night. I had seen the trailers. I watched them a few times a piece when they came out, and I was very, very, very stoked to see the movie overall. Like I all my anxiety and excitement was all there. I was like, okay, this will be the final, assuming final movie with Vera and Patrick as their characters of Ed and Lorraine Warren, and we'll see what happens. And the trailers themselves did a pretty good job, in my opinion, of giving not too much away about the film, but just making aware that you are aware as an audience member, this is the last one, this is it, like here we go, let's do this, let's go get it, you know what I mean, as far as like the final one. And then I will say this much: I went into the movie knowing it was a little over 2 hours long. It's like 2 hours and 17 minutes of actual runtime. So for a horror movie, that's quite a long movie. Most horror movies range between, on average, about an hour and a half to right around like 145, 147 for overall runtime. So not usually over 2 hours. And to me, before I even saw the actual film, that meant a few different things. That means that they were really story-wise trying to really dive deep into some area of this story, of either it being the Warren story to finish it up appropriately, or to really kind of hone in on this case that this movie was promoted as being for the final one, and why it was their final case and all that stuff. But to really hone in on that case and make it a really, really, I hoped for at least, deep horror film. And after seeing it, I can tell you, at least from my point of view, that neither of those really were a good or bad thing or really happened in a way. So here's my perspective on it overall from a big review standpoint. So, because again, and this is assuming you've seen the film as well. So if you haven't seen the film, then go watch it. Go see it in theaters. It is good. I will say that much. But go see it in theaters first. But this is assuming you've seen the film now. So again, the first probably like 30 minutes, I feel like 30 minutes of the movie is really completely dedicated to before they became famous, so to speak, as paranormal researchers and helping people, helping families out, that kind of thing. It's all before all that. And I did see interviews where, or read interviews with certain outlets saying that they initially wanted to like de-age Patrick and Vera for their characters to make it look like they were, younger and have it not be them necessarily, but they did, it looks like they did find other people to play them at a young age. And the whole movie starts off, I think it's 1968 is the year they had on the screen when I saw it in theaters. And basically it was basically when Lorraine was pregnant with their daughter, right? I mean, she was pregnant in the first like 20 minutes of the film. She's pregnant, and it shows them going into, their first case essentially, and all that kind of stuff. So the movie definitely does start off with a very, very dark theme. They don't explain much of what's happening. I mean, they have like a birth scene for her, and they show how her being born, like her daughter being like the girl, the daughter being born. They show all that for the most part, and they definitely show like an entity in there too. And then it jumps ahead to where they are now, or I should say not now, but where they were at the beginning of the end, so to speak. And when their daughter is, they don't tell her what, they don't say what age she's at in the film at all. Like they don't go that far into it as far as like storyline wise. But they do show her like where she has a boyfriend, and he's very much in the movie, as a primary character too, as well. And they do go through all that in the process too, but. That kind of brings me to the entire idea and purpose that I feel like personally that the movie with again with a 2 hour and like 17 minute runtime, that it definitely in my opinion dove it went way way too far for too long into the story of her daughter, and how Lorraine as a mother handled it, or didn't handle it so to speak, and to me that was part of the downfall of the film because. All the previous Conjuring films, for the most part, they have the daughter in there for a little bit, or she's part of the story, and she'll be in certain scenes when they're at home or whatever. But they don't really do much else with her character, and then all of a sudden she becomes like this primary like entire almost the majority of the film was about her and her and how she's dealing with her experiences, so to speak, as her mother does. And it's a weird thing too because the entire film with Vera, as she's playing her character, she becomes this like polar opposite character of who she's been in the first three films, which for me threw me off quite a bit as far as like how she was and how she was acting about it because I mean they definitely make age her up a little bit as far as like make her look older, make her seem older of the age, and you can kind of tell that they're really kind of getting to the point of like where she's like just over the whole. Job experience, I guess, so to speak, and over the role of doing what she did for so many years, and like they don't really even get into the case itself for probably almost it seems like it feels like an hour and a half into the film, and because again the primary or at least to me like the primary a large portion of the film. It's all based off of the daughter, and then how she's experiencing things herself, and how she was born, and then how she was raised a little bit, and just again her experiences as a child with all this stuff, and all those things. And I think that they spent way too much story-wise and runtime and film-wise, way too much time focusing on that. Because, and the reason why I say that is because in the actual trailers, the majority of the trailer is explaining or detailing or showing the case that they worked, and there's no real, at least not much, showcasing the daughter in there. So I mean there is scenes in the trailers with her daughter in them, but the whole promotional marketing standpoint of the film was really the case, the final case that they worked and why you should go see it because of the case. So me as a moviegoer and as a lover of all the previous films, I fully expected or wanted, I should say, to go into this film and see what this case that they worked on, why it was so crazy and intense, and why it was the last one. And really, about maybe like it feels like the last 45 minutes, maybe of the film, was the actual case being worked and being looked into and being done. And I mean, I will say they do a decent job, like directing wise and story wise, they do a decent job, an okay job of tying in the daughter's story into. the final case, so to speak, and I don't know how much of that is really reality based of what really happened, and if it was the final case for a reason. That was just it's how they pitched the film in the trailer to the actual movie, but I don't know. I just, to me, that's where it kind of lost its feeling to me. Like it definitely is a dark story. There's plenty of jump scares in it that got me a few times too. So it's good overall for a horror movie, but story wise, I wanted more out of the actual case that they worked. And that wasn't really there at all, to me at least. It wasn't enough. It wasn't the primary, primary plot of the film. Like, they do end up going to this case and being pulled into it. And the other interesting thing too is that, for Vera, for Lorraine, she spends a lot of the film not wanting to do any more stuff with her, with this, the with her gift at all. She spends a lot of the movie just trying to avoid all of it. And trying to just deal with how her daughter's going through these, situations and how her daughter's handling it. But herself, she seems to like want to avoid everything the entire movie until she can't anymore. And that's what I thought was weird, because in all the other previous films, she was like, "We're here for a reason. Let's do this. Let's help this family out. Let's go help them. Let's go." And so it kind of threw me off quite a bit to have her become randomly, kind of almost in a way, this polar opposite of who she's been the first three films. And I fully realize that there's a huge time jump in this film to the late 80s, and in all the other movies it's like from the 60s until the late 70s. So I know there's a 10-year time jump roughly from the previous film, I think, to this, where this one's at for time frame wise, and that might be part of it, and there's nothing, it is what it is. But for me, again, I feel like the best part of the Conjuring series overall is the fact that they worked these cases willingly and they wanted to go help people. And I didn't see that at all in this film. It was more of like, because her daughter was there, her daughter like put herself into the situation herself, and she had to go kind of save her in the whole thing. And that part I just was not really feeling or excited about, or whatever you want to call it. So that, to me, that really kind of made the movie a little bit just not as good as it could have been. Again, there was plenty of scares in it as far as that goes overall. There was definitely some generic ones. What I mean by that is, like, I feel like if you've seen any of the Conjuring films previously, they use a lot of the same type of scares. I won't give you details about that if you haven't seen it, but there's a lot of the same kind of like repetitive nature of scares that they have had in all their previous films, that most horror movies have overall as far as jump scares go. I'll say the CGI overall was kind of bad. I didn't like this. Like, there's like some definite CGI in there for some of the parts that just isn't really that good. I feel like there's some scenes in there. Like, I feel like they kind of also, because the daughter Judy, her boyfriend in the film, who is not actually shown in any way that I remember at all from the trailers at all. But he shows up in the film randomly, and he's actually a huge part of the film too, towards the very, very end and towards the middle too as well. So that whole thing took me a little bit by surprise, because, like, I don't know, I guess I'm not a huge fan of it when, like, there's like a whole thing of like when they haven't really shown this character in the trailers at all. I'm not talking about like Marvel stuff or DC stuff, like for like spoiler free stuff. I mean, like this boyfriend was not at all in any way explained or detailed or introduced in any trailers for the film. But then he's all of a sudden like one of the most like important parts of this final film, and like his character makes sense once he's there, and I get that and I respect that part of it, but I feel like it was just not really needed necessarily. I mean, it may have been part of the true story. I'm not saying that that's bad or anything like that, but I feel like it just was a little bit overdone and over just too much. I don't know. I guess that's the best I can put it. So again, a good movie overall. I feel like it could have definitely been better or even shorter for possibilities as well. Again, some definite jump scares in there too. I mean, the storyline was okay. It could have been a lot less about the daughter, I feel like, is my main point. Again, definitely a scary film overall. And would I see it again in the theater? No, not really. I didn't think it was that good. I walked out of the theater immediately just feeling kind of let down, because I guess I was hoping that there would be a much more, not a finality to it all, because there definitely was a finality to it. Like, they definitely, because they did give, like, at the very, very end of the film, if you've seen it, they do have kind of like a finality, like a synopsis of what happened with the family itself, as far as like the family, the case itself, and also the Warrens, the daughter, And they kind of like gave like some more information about what happened to them overall, and like and where they are and where they ended up at for the remainder of their years, so to speak. That kind of thing. Like that finality was definitely there. And then they showed some cool kind of footage of them in the credits, and also they had some photos in there too of the actual family and what happened for that part, like just for the reality part of it too. So that was kind of cool. But again, I just feel like it was a long movie and it was too much focus on the daughter, like I said before. Much of that, I don't know. I wasn't expecting it to be that much about her, and I feel like it could have been way more about the case itself. And to that point, like a lot of the case itself wasn't really even explored that much. Like they go there to get her daughter out of there. They end up staying there because she's in trouble too, and she wants to be there. So they're there for her, and then again, and then they kind of like stay there and go through the process of working the case, sort of. But for me, like the best thing about the first Conjuring film is how they really dive really, really deep into the case. They show everything, they show the whole process, they show like what happens, the whole experience. And this one, they don't do that. They kind of really rush the whole thing once they get there. And that kind of is what partially ruined the whole movie for me. Again, it was still a good movie overall. I still appreciate it as a film. But for what it could have been a lot more. So that is my overall kind of take on it as far as a film overall. Is it a good finality movie? I think it's okay. Honestly, I don't think it does solve everything. I don't think that they explain everything they could have explained. I think they could have done a lot more with the story than what they did. But that's kind of my overall feeling towards, again, the final Conjuring film for The Last Rites. So if you've seen it, let me know in the comments below what you think about it. If you liked it, disliked it, you know, if you want to change anything about it, like I would have, then let me know about all that in the comments below as well. And just let me know what you think about the overall film and the whole series as well. So, again, thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys all in the next movie review.